welcome back and happy Tuesday, coming to you again with another topic that I am super excited about. Not always the sexiest of topics, but one that is very, very pertinent within financial services, really about investment in core infrastructure and why now is the time to invest in core infrastructure. Today, I am joined by a longtime friend, thought partner, advocate, man way smarter than me that I really enjoy getting his perspective on things, and Vaibhav Puranik, who is the chief of staff at Heracles. Vaibhav, thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here.
Great getting you on Tech Tuesday finally, and hearing a bit from that that brain of yours, because I so enjoy our conversations and love how we go here. So let's dive in. I know you and I have talked for years about what's happening with core infrastructures, and I'm curious, can you, from your lens, kind of engineer, tech, business mindset, can you talk about the waves of investments and like the history of what's happened with core?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to skip to like early 2000s when we actually saw a new wave of tech infrastructure through prepaid platforms, and they bloomed. There were 10 of them, and we saw a lot of innovation because prepaid was a completely new payment product which came in the US, right? And they've all become past their prime now. We then saw a bunch of providers which were wrappers around core systems by the banks, and they have served some purpose, but they have also exhausted how much they can stretch the old bank core systems.
So when we think about all that's kind of come before, you know, we've talked a bit about acquisitions. How have you seen kind of the deficiencies of, because there's been a lot of good intents, like where have you seen the deficiencies of what's come before?
So if you see, most of the prepaid platforms have failed to sort of create a platform which allows a fintech company to create, say, deposit products or credit products, lending products. There've been a lot of new core systems which are being built, but they're not ready yet. We also had some acquisition in the industry. For example, Galileo was acquired by SoFi, which takes out one of the big players in the industry. So we suddenly have a vacuum. So it seems like we're back in 2010 when the Simple co-founders were trying to find a bank and a platform to build products on. When I was at Carta, we were trying to do this in the commercial banking space, and we again hit upon a roadblock. There were no good platforms which allowed us to quickly launch commercial banking products, and we had to cobble things together to make things work. Same is happening now at Heracles, where we are putting together a processor, bunch of bill pay providers, a ledger, all of these things together to make things work. So I feel while people feel this area has a lot of players, there really aren't. There aren't integrated players which allow you to sort of build a product from scratch. There's no Shopify you can sort of go and say, hey, here's my web front, payments work, customers get their statements, everything is all good. So that's where I feel there is still a big hole in the industry.
So you are lovingly wearing a shirt that says evolution of a bike, right? So let's talk about the evolution. I certainly agree with you that there's been so much that has come, but there's still not that one or two that you go to and say, you know, here's what we have. So what, you know, from your tech background and then kind of mixing that with the business side, what are you most excited about for where we're going? Because, you know, really this core infrastructure is still super crucial. I think you just gave an example in your current role and having to connect with all these disparate systems. Where do you see the biggest opportunity? What excites you about where we're going?
So there are two parts, or rather two sort of orthogonal ways things can evolve. One is sort of verticalized products. So which put together everything needed for, say, a bank account. So whether it's KYC, AML checking, account opening, all the backend interest calculations, card management, all the backend reporting to the bank, all of this works very well. Or there could be horizontal solution which take one part of the stack and make it work really, really well. So for example, you know, there are companies like, for example, Marqeta, which has said, I will take the card and just really make this simple. You still need somebody to put these things together, and there are not enough of these horizontal players which work seamlessly with each other. So I think there are two places to go. There aren't good product engines out there where I can build a complicated financial product. I can make a simple bank account. I can make a simple debit card. But if I want to add different tiers of interest, different triggers based on your behavior, all of that is not possible in any of these platforms. So I think that's where those are the two places I feel things will go forward. And the more integrated packages, which get you one product completely done end to end, or horizontal product focused layers. So a financial sort of ledger layer and a product layer. And sort of front-end layers. So that's kind of, those are the two areas I think things can evolve.
Hey.
Yeah, I think you make some very good points there, and I'm certainly excited to see where it goes, and we will maybe check back in. This is not going to be an overnight change. Of course, we've been having this conversation for years, so let's see if you were to put your magic hat on and use your magic wand, when do you think that we will have sophisticated enough systems to do what we were just talking about with this, you know, the horizontal layers really being able to communicate well with each other? Is that a 16, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? What are you thinking?
I would certainly expect something in 18 months. So I'm talking to a bunch of different startups who have started on this journey. So I see I see a lot of people have started working on these areas, and so most of them are very early stages. So I suspect first rollouts will be sometime early next year when we can actually see some results. But I've also started seeing some more interesting ideas where people are trying to embed the financial services products inside another business context. So PayFacs or payment facilitators like Finix have done very interesting work. And then there are also other companies which are taking a bank account and embed it into another, into a marketplace. For example, you just heard about Shopify's launch the other day on their balance product. So I see more of those examples to come out, hopefully middle of next year.
Awesome. All right, Mr. Vaibhav, VP, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Looking forward to continuing this conversation. For all of you, thank you. And we're looking forward until next week, signing off.